Okay, so previously, we're dealing with the sugya of Isra Chilos Tefillah. And there were two Makoros, and I think therefore really two separate concepts going on. One was Lotochlu al Adam, right? Which in some ways reflects an idea of like you need a matir before you can just do your own thing, right? You wake up in the morning, like God has, right? Has returned your neshama to you, right? Has given you life. You need to start your day with appreciating that, thanking God for that, like not only as like that's the right thing to do, but almost like I would compare it to like Berachot Hanenin, where you have to you need a matir, right? You need something to be matir to like go and do your own human mundane things after you have come back to life almost, right? And if that's true, then you it's like a matir. It's like you can't eat without a bracha. You can't eat before you daven. You can't do anything before you daven, really, because right, you need first to lotochlo adam. You first need to like be mechaper, be matir your existence, right? And then if you were in the middle of a meal, because you woke up really really early, and then it's morning time, you would have to stop in the middle because you need a matir, right? It's a new day. And you need like a matir for doing all of the mundane things that, are an amazing part of our lives, but kind of clash if you don't first like kind of make it okay to deal with mundane things when you're like, oh, but in like the scheme of things, right? In your relationship with God, how can you go off and just like do whatever and not be, not acknowledge God first? That's one side. The other option or the other side of things is Oti gavecha, or Alti gavecha, like geecha. You've kind of tossed God to the side and gone and taken care of yourself, right? Which is a little less of like a formal problem in terms of like you lotochlu al adam, you need to be matir your dam, and more like it's just not appropriate, right, for someone to, kind of just put themselves before God or to just ignore God and what he does for us and just kind of take care of ourselves. So anytime where there isn't gaiva, anything that there isn't like a clash of like, oh, you're kind of like preening like a peacock and ignoring God's role in your life, so then it's fine, right? It's a big nafka mina that like the or Zohar brings up is drinking water, right? You drink water, there's no like, oh, you're having like a 10 course meal before you acknowledge God, right? You wake up in the morning, wash your face, you drink a cup of water, like that's fine, right? It's not gaiva. It's not like, oh, you're kind of ignoring Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then if you're already in the middle of something, right, it wouldn't be gaiva to continue. You're doing something, right? And then it's, next thing in the queue. So those are two different ways to get right to this idea of Ezra Chilos feeling, right? They have real nafka minas between them.
Can I ask a clarification question?
Sure.
Do you see the water as being a nafka mina between the gava and the matir? Like, do you think it wouldn't make sense to drink water without a matir?
So, yeah. So I would say again, it doesn't have to be, but it definitely sounds that way. And it also like it could work within the the Tochel Adam side, but it would like involve like a chiddush, right? Because that's a you still need to make a bracha on water, right? It's like, oh, the Tochel Adam, so, is minastam, you would say it's like absolute. You could make the argument that like drinking water doesn't really count as anything, right? Latochol Adam is achila. Drinking water is not really achila. It's kind of like it's like a bodily need, but it's not like eating. It's not really the same thing. But that would involve like a level of chiddush, right? Of you saying like, oh, but achila, drinking doesn't really count as eating, or doesn't really count as like hana. In terms of geus, it's right in the Orzurus, I think really says this. He actually seems to go even further. And if you look at him inside, he said basically says anything that's like not midi de mishtak and anything that's not like alcoholic is actually fine, right? And that could be, and then after me we'll build on more. But yeah, minastam, water is, even water would be a nafka mina. Definitely anything beyond water would work much better with chaos and not well with lotokha la'adam, right? Water itself, you're right, you could say, well, maybe water doesn't really count as food, doesn't really count as like, eating or drinking even. It's kind of like its own little strange thing. But minastam, it would be. So how do we paskin? How does this come out? L'halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch brings down the following: Asur lo litasek b'tzrachav, o lelech laderech, o shi ad shi itpalel tefillat yud chet. Right until you daven Shmoneh Esrei, you can't go and take care of your own affairs or go on a trip, right, or travel until you daven. V'yish mekilin la'achar she'amru miktzat brachot. Kodem she'amru baruch she'amar, v'tov lachmir b'zeh. The Tremel HaTadeshen says, there are people who are mikol, say like, oh, once you say Birkat HaShachar, you're okay, right? You can kind of do your own thing, but it says tov lachmir b'zeh, v'lo lechol v'lo lishtot, aval mai mutar lishtot kodem tefillah, bin b'chol bin b'shabbat v'yom tov, v'chen ochlin u'mashkin l'refuah mutar. And then he adds in that eating and drinking for refuah, for in like medical purposes, right? Medicinal drinking or eating, that's okay. Okay. And then he adds, okay. So far that's, he says you can drink water, fine, right? And you can eat and drink lerefuah. How you will determine lerefuah, right? What counts as lerefuah is an interesting question, right? Because you can go in two ways. You can say, yeah, because it's medicinal and it's a lerefuah, and l'tochlu is only a problem, let's say, where it's like normal eating and drinking. But in general, right, lerefuah, anything that's medicinal might not even count at all as eating or drinking, as food, right? You might not even need to make a bracha if something's medicinal. So maybe we wouldn't even consider it food. Right? Or are we just saying, like, oh, if you're eating and drinking because you're not feeling well, right? Not because you're like having a party, so then that's fine. Okay, so it could have gone either way, right? If we were just talking about this in the abstract, in the Shulchan Aruch, he clarifies for us in Seif Dalet, Hatzameva Hare'ev, someone who's thirsty or hungry, Hare'im Bechla Cholim, Im Yesh Bo Yecholat Lechaven Da'ato Yitpalel. So if you can concentrate and you can daven right now, great. V'im Lav, Im Yirotz Ratzah Yitpalel, Al Yitpalel Ad Sheyochal V'yishteh. If you wake up in the morning and you're hungry and you're thirsty, right, and it's hard for you to daven because you are hungry and you're thirsty, that counts as good enough to be, that counts as Cholel Inyan Zeh, and you can eat and you can drink before davening, right? ואם התחיל, סעיף ה', ואם התחיל לאכול קודם עלות השחר, צריך להפסיק, ויש אומרים שאינו צריך להפסיק. Okay, so, at least if Dalet is my main catch, is my main, like, market the patish, but I think Sif Dalet really comes out clearly in this idea that it's about geut, right? It's about, like, haughtiness, like, taking care of your own needs, and your own, gaiva, and your own, you care much more about yourself, or you hold yourself above God, because you're having like a big party in a suda, and you're having a 10-course meal before you daven, right? But if you're hungry and thirsty, because and you wake up in the morning, you're hungry and you're thirsty because you haven't eaten in a while, so you can eat. There's nothing wrong with eating per se, right? What's wrong is having a big breakfast, right? Having a fancy schmancy meal, etc. But if you're just eating because you just need to eat in order to function, right? You're hungry in the morning. You wake up, you're hungry in the morning, and then you go and daven. You daven properly, and then you start your day. It's not like you started your day and you're having like a whole fancy breakfast before you davened, right? The problem is really starting your day before davening. And I think that's relatively clear in how the Shulchan Aruch is coming out. But Halacha brings in a fascinating knitch. העובר על זה, אמרו חז"ל, שעליו אמר הכתוב, אותי אשלחת אחרי גפיך, אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, לאחר שאכל ושתה ונתגאה, קיבל עליו מלכות שמיים. וגם הסכימו דבריהם על הפסוק, Right, first you have to kind of daven for your existence, right, before you can eat. And within that, right, and then he adds this in, within lo tochel al adam, even having a tiny bit to eat is aser, right? So first of all, he already had that's for nafkamina, and then he says, oh, what's the big nafkamina between them? Hatam hasheni. He says there's a big nafkamina, right? What's the nafkamina? Says they're really two different issues, right? We were talking about it, it's like, oh, you can't eat before davening because of otiyah shlachta or because of lo tochel al adam. Says the berhalacha, actually, right? It's really two totally almost separate things, and you could separate between them. They're separable isurim or dinim. Otiyah shlachta achrei gavecha, right, is about you have to be first be mekabel olam shamayim, right? Acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you can continue and do stuff. Right? Otherwise, it's gaiva. That's connected to kriyat shema, because that's Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim. And then Lo Tochel Al Adam, Achatit Palelu Al Damchem. That, first of all, includes also Te'ima, right? Even just tasting a little bit, not just having a whole meal. And it's connected to Shmoneh Esrei and Tefillah, right? So it says the Be'er Halacha, right? You have to do both. Right? And also, if you're going to eat in the morning, you should still say Kriyat Shema first, and Mimekabal Malchut Shamayim, and then you only. Right, or like chole l'gabei lo tochel al adam, but it makes a difference, right? You should still say kriyat shema first. You should say like birkat
So
hashachar, and yeah.
Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim is an inyan of like the Gava side. I don't
Yeah.
know, is it? Okay.
Yeah, right, because it's. Right, first you had your breakfast and you had your pancakes and you had your eggs and your toast, and then you got around to be makabel malchut, right? As opposed to lo tochel al adam is altit, right? Don't do anything until you're mitpalel al damchem. So that's more about tefillah and bakasha tzrachav, right? And taking and asking God for what you need. So he really says you right you they're separable, and that each one stands by itself, right? So otiyah shlachta chay gavecha achilat suda, and connected to kriyat shema and kabbalat malchut shamayim, and lo tochel adam is achilat kol shehu, and it's about shmoneh esrei. I should have made the font big here, sorry. And just again the. Works out well, right? So big nafkamina, the first nafkamina we just talking a lot just to see it again inside, right? Is drinking water, right? Shulchan Aruch Paskin, it's fine. Rambam's kind of sounds like it's an issue, right? For the Rambam says, Asur lo la'adam she'itom klum, me'achar she'alun l'shachar she'itpal tefillat shacharit. He doesn't make a chiluk between water and anything else, right? It's a blanket, it's a problem. You can't taste or eat anything. Number one. Number two, nafkamina, what about eating less than a kezayit? Right? We also saw in the Be'er Halacha. Right? Ayin sif b'kor chayim, de'im ochel pachot mekezayit lefnei ha'tfila, in bo mishum gava, velo mishum lo tochel al adam. So, sif b'kor chayim says that it's okay, because if it's less than a kezayit. Now, if it's less than a kezayit, right, I think there it's like a sweet spot where you say it's not achila because it's less than a kezayit, and it's not gaiva because it's less than a kezayit, right? It's not like a meaningful amount. So you see here, I think he's trying to, right, try to hit both. Right, he's trying to be careful for both of them, and he sees them as both equally or both parallel valid issues. Okay, here's what we really care about. What about drinking coffee and tea? Right. So says the Mishnah Berurah. I was saying like a fun, I know it's like it doesn't make so much sense because yes, coffee and tea have been around for a long time, but to me it's always exciting to like see the Mishnah Berurah talking about coffee. V'teva cafe mutar lishtoto kodem tefila kedei shiyuchal lechaven da'ato ulehitpalel ubeprat behamakomot shergilim behem ve'en mityashev hadat b'otam. Like, hey, how are you gonna have kavana without your morning coffee? V'chol zeh below tzukar u'below chalav. That's all without sugar and milk. Now, I'm not really sure how anyone drinks, coffee or with sugar or milk. So I hold gzeira hatu, drinking it before davening. You should never have it with coffee or milk, with sugar and milk. V'holam nohagim lahakel ואפשר דכוונת האחרונים וכן הרדב"ז שכתב דאם סוכר אין לך גאווה גדולה מזו קודם התפילה רק אם נותן הסוכר בתוך התה למתקו זהו אסור קודם התפילה. So he says, yeah, you can't put sugar in your coffee before davening. You can have coffee because you need to focus. It's almost like medicinal, but like having your like you know having your like your latte before davening is like you know in like a gaiva gadol mizu. אבל אם לוקח מהצוכר בפיו בעת השתייה ברטיזן, יכול לשתות את התה, אין זה בכלל גייבה. ומקום מקום שיאמר מתחילה על כל פנים פרשת שמע ישראל, and he says, we still say שמע ישראל, right? Because if you say קבלת המלכות שמיים, then you're already got off גייבה. כתב בספר פתחי תשובה החדש, יש למנוע מלשתות התה בבוקר קודם התפילה באסיפת חברים. So we definitely can't like, have your friends over for a tea party first. Right, and again, I think that gets back to this idea. It's like definitely, right? The biggest issue is, if you have a tea party, if you're having like your 10-course breakfast, that's where you definitely are having an issue. And so he says, basically, you can have coffee, right? But you can have it without sugar. Why? Because then you can avoid the gaiva problem. Right? And again, what's interesting is that he doesn't seem to be overly concerned with the lo tochel al adam side. And I think that reflects that the Shulchan Aruch again seems to emphasize the Oti Yishlach Tachrei Gavecha, and the Lo Tochul Al Adam they see as like an Asmachta, an addition, but not really like a major change in the perspective. Unlike the Rambam, who really sees Lo Tochul Al Adam as a real Isser, right? Of Lo Tochul Kodem Shetitpalu Adamchem. Okay, and Libya Omer actually digs in further. He says, "Kol kavel dina harbe achronim hiskimu lahatir kafe im tzukar." He says, "No, everyone says you can have your tea and coffee with sugar." V'chein katav harav agon marit Yisrael b'sefer minagei Mitzrayim u'bezman hazeh rabim v'atumim anshei maaseh nohagim l'shtot hakafe im tzukar kodem hatfila. Right, again, big kasha is why are they ever drinking coffee with sugar? But separate kasha, dehvi kein refua delo shayach begava. Right, people need their morning coffee. Don't talk to me before my morning coffee. Right, don't look at me before my morning coffee. It's right, the idea that you can daven before having your morning coffee. It's like you wouldn't I don't know, you wouldn't go to class without your morning coffee. You wouldn't drive a car without your morning coffee. They definitely shouldn't daven without your morning coffee. משום מספר הנער מצרים, והן שגם בירושלים, נהגו הרבה רבנים איתני ארץ לשתות את הקפה בסוכר, כי הרגיל בשתייתו לא תתיישב דעתו עליו בקומו ובמשנתו בלתי שתיית הקפה. Right? Just, people are just not awake until they have their coffee. והסוכר אינו אלא מתיק מרירותו. It's only to make it sweet. ואף אגב שהפרי חדש לא התיר לשתותה אלא בלי סוכר, ונמשיך שח אחריו הברכי יוסף. הנה בזמן הזה, החולשה מצויה וגוברת אצל רובן של בני אדם, יש להתיר גם בסוכר. Right? You read as a Doris, people start drinking their coffee with sugar. כי מה שמניח בה הסוכר אינו אלא דרך רפואה, כי בלא סוכר תעשה יובש באדם מצד טבע, והמלומד לשתותה בסוכר אינו יכול לשתותה בלי סוכר, לכן יש לסמוך בזה על המתירים ובכן עיקר. Okay, so he says, it's okay, you can have it with sugar, and it's not a problem. And this is very kolikar isur zeh no darban speak to rabban lekula shiish la asmachta me haketuv l'toch adam ho v'asmachu nami akra digavecha keecha. That's the first one. The dafka midi de shechut nechla ben yagava. The Ravia, Masha'inkein b'teo kafeh b'tzukar, right? It's another sniff lahakel he brings in. They're not alcoholic, right? According to the Ravia, it's only a problem with alcoholic beverages. Shapir samchina nahesvar lahakel bim halacha, right? If you're not sure what the halacha is, go out and see what the minhag is. And the minhag of, right? Right, so basically, good tzaddikim and talmid chachamim drink it with sugar, and you can. Okay.
Okay, I have
Two
two
questions.
cases I want to fit into
Okay.
this template, I think. The first one is dairy alternatives.
Is what
Because
is?
I dairy alternatives,
Okay.
right? Because I have my coffee with no sugar, but I have it with oat milk. And I've been wondering if oat milk is like more or less Gaivadic than putting milk in your coffee.
Okay, so I say, and even drinking oat milk after davening is gaiva dick, because you're saying that the oat milk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made isn't good enough, give out. No. Yeah, I would say it's the same
No,
question as
seriously,
sugar.
it's like concentrated plant.
Right, so I would say it's like mamash like a chazara, like an Eden.
Huh.
It's taka
Okay.
taka the best. Yeah, but I would say I think it's exactly the same as the question of sugar.
Okay, here's a different
Yeah.
one. So you saw I brought Ellie to shear a few weeks ago. He does a lot of chazanas, and they do warm-ups before shul.
Oh.
And one of their tricks, if you're running short on time and need to open up your vocal cords to daven, is a shot of vodka.
Oh, so we're gonna get to that, actually. That's actually interesting because the one that comes up is a
It's
little
Tachon
interesting.
Mikashir, but I'm just saying it's interesting that it's like Dafka identified as a very Gaivadic
Yes.
drink.
Yeah. So I would say I think pashtus is again that like something that's there. That's like medicinal, right? Meaning you're drinking it for a very specific, you're not like drinking with friends. Although actually an interesting question, I would say maybe it's better not to like, follow like the Chazanish guys or like let's say there's a choir, right? For the whole choir to like get together and
The
like
whole
have a
choir
little
has a
shots.
shot. The whole choir has a shot
Yes.
before davening.
So that's actually really so there I would say maybe, right? That's the gufa. This is right. The Mishnah Berurah would say, yesh limnoa milishta tateya beboker kodem hatfila b'sifat chaverim. Right? Like you shouldn't necessarily like all get together of your medicinal shots all together, with all the guys. So that might be actually an interesting afkamina. Although probably the easy solution to that is if you're saying Birkat HaShachar and Kriyat Shema first, you say Shema and Birkat HaShachar, so then I think that's that covers a lot of your bases because we saw in the Shulchan Aruch that if you a lot of people say if you do Birkat HaShachar, that's already counts for Lo Tochel Adam, and if you say Kriyat Shema, that help that gets that works for. So if you say Birkat HaShachar and Kriyat Shema already, so then you're good. So then you might be good. And then if it's medicinal, so then even if you want to do it with the whole choir together, but yeah, that could actually goofa be be like a real nafgamina. Like you have to kind of fucking factor that in. That's cool. I didn't know vodka was because the case that I'm going to bring up. Is like gross. It's like a raw egg. We'll get to it in a minute. But he actually brings up the Chazan case. I'm trying to remember which shed it is. Oh, we'll see in a second. But he brings up like, oh, the Chazanim like need to open up the vocal cords. So like, can they do that before davening? Like, it's like gross. It's like a raw egg or something. Okay, we spoke about that. Should I say, actually, let's skip ahead a little bit. Oh, Oh, here we go. Perfect. Found it. Yeah, I'm going to remind you again. Okay, perfect. Odot shliach tzibur, shebirtzono ligmo betzachaya, not to swallow a raw egg, lifnei tfilat shacharit, kidei sheyet kolot zalul, im yesh eze isur bazeh. Odilma chashiv kishotem mashkin lerefuah deshari. ונרד מדבריהם שאפילו האוכלים משכין ראויים לאכילה משרשה. So you might have said, ah, well, you could raw egg is not like food, so yeah, sure, it's like literally like it's medicine, right? Or anti-medicine, whatever. Yeah. Definitely not oat. Yeah, the opposite of oat milk. Just raw egg.
I still don't understand though why so many fancy cocktails involve egg whites. That's one I really haven't been able to wrap my head around.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
Yeah.
people are just like egg whites. It has protein in it. It's got to be cool in beverages. I
It
don't know.
probably does fun things to the
It's a big
texture, but
kasha.
it just grosses me out.
No, too gross. Too gross. So my grandfather actually used
Yeah.
to do this with the raw egg because he was a chazan of the like young. He was like a chazan. He's the Baal Tefillah. And he used to have what he called a guggle muggle. And he would like, it involved lots of raw egg. Ugh. So, yeah. So, this is a real thing. So, the Ravadi says even if it's not a guggle muggle with the raw egg, but it's something raw lachila, afilu ochlin umashkin ra'uyim lachila, mish chashari, it's mutter, kiva shemit kaven lerefua, velika bahachim yishum gava. ובפרט שכל כוונתו אינה אלא להנעים כל ולצחצחו. Oh, so this is actually an important factor when we're talking about like the choir doing the vodka shots. It sounds like from Rabbi Ovadia that since the whole reason what they're doing is for refuah, right? It's for semi-medicinal purposes, right? For opening up the vocal cords. And the whole point is, right, to open up the voice, vocal cords, and to improve his voice. And I think kind of like the implication here of the last line here is also you're doing this so that you could daven, right? So that you could be the Baal Tefillah. So it's not like, oh, I'm putting God to the side and I'm going to have my 10-course meal. It's I'm prepping for being the Baal Tefillah. So it sounds like from Ravadi that it'd be fine, even doing it with the other choir members. Right, according to the Shabur, I kind of like I would be like, oh, you shouldn't do it all together and like have like everyone doing shots together. But according to the Ibi Omer, it sounds like oh, like you don't have to be like you don't have to fetch. Okay. Right, kol kavanato inel hanima. That's fine. Okay. Oh, and yeah, I just want to. I wanted to bring in the Hasidim because the Hasidim have a different perspective on this, and this is actually it's important to acknowledge. Also now I've become more Hasidish in my old age, so I got to bring in the Hasidim. So this is the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So l'tmuheni nodati miseder hayom shalom asher inenu. Right, one of like basically one of your the chashiv that you're responsible for is your own body, right? It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're responsible for taking care of it. Right, you're right to help take care of your body. גם בפשוטו בגשמיות, שרואים בחוש אשר חלישות הגוף מבלבלת לכל ראש לעבודת השם בעבודת התפילה, וכן בלימוד התורה ואפילו בקיום המצוות. People are weak. They don't take care of themselves, and they don't have focus for learning and for doing mitzvot. אשר לכן ברובה דרובה הסיגופין מביאים יותר הפסד אשר שכר. So he's talking about, can you like whip yourself and beat it yourself up and like to do tshuva and all these like tzedakah stuff of like whacking yourself? So he's like, no, right? You're supposed to take care of your body. You're Kadosh Baruch Hu's. I have to take care of your body, and it just it's not making you holier. It just means that you don't have the ability to focus on davening and tefillah and Talmud Torah. Right? So it's you're even, what is Hashem wise, you're wasting, losing out. Ubevadai lemutar ha'larich. Right? It's a waste of time to even just continue to talk about this further, because pasha, that like beating yourself up and like, doing extra fasts and like, I don't know, walking on beds of hot coals is just counterproductive. Hinei lo ya'iv et atzmo ad kama v'kama sha'ot al ha'yom, ela yishte davar ha'mechazek et ha'guf v'gam yochal minei mezonot ba'boker afilo kodem tefillah. And he says, and not that, but you couldn't keep yourself hungry, right? Many hours into the day. Adrabba, you should eat in the morning, right? Even before davening, right? So that you can function and daven. Ukvar yadua pitgam, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the famous quote of our Rebbeim and their sivoi, Azman da'aref esin tzuliv, De'av davenin nit davenin tzuliv es. Better, okay, I'm going to translate the Yiddish. That's a tricky one, right? It's better, ma'an da'aref esin tzuliv davenin. Right? It's better to eat so that you could daven and not daven so that you can eat, right? It's very deep, right? The kavanah tamaita gam came to pashtut she'im hu ra'ev b'shata tefila. Right? Better to daven, eat, so you can daven other rather than daven so that you can eat. Right? What happens? You're in the morning, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm hungry, I gotta get to work, I gotta do stuff. I'm gonna right, you daven quickly so that you can go and you can eat and you can do the rest of your stuff. No. Right? You wake up in the morning, you eat, you do your thing, and then, right, benacha, you have the opportunity to sit and daven. Right? Or in the Hebrew. Right, quotes Samach Tzedek, Tove Yoter Shehanaga Da Achila Bechdei Sheyuchlu Achar Kach Leitpalel Me'ahefech Mitpalim Bechdei Sheyuchlu Achar Kach Leachol. Right, so better to be tell people to be okay with eating before davening than to have people daven so that they can finally eat. Okay. Says the Magen Avraham Midoraita. The Magen Avraham thinks midoraita dai bepama echad bayom. A woman only chayev pama echad bayom. This is not so pashut, because pashut is woman that tefillah is doraita, and if tefillah is doraita and it's pama echad bayom, it's a mitzvah to say she'ein hazman gerama, in which case, not clear that woman wouldn't be chayev the same as men. But the Magen Avraham thinks that woman only chayev midoraita are only chayev once a day. They're not chayiv to daf daven like Shmonesrei in the Nusach. They have to daven, they have to do the Doraita, which is once a day. So he says, like, women aren't like, I don't know, let's say, to daven. It's tefillah, but the expression that Gam Yish Nashim Shmekilot Ba'achila Kodem HaTefillah. לאחר שאמרו איזה בקשה מטעם המגן אברהם, שכתב שרוב נשים לא נהגו להתפלל בתמידות לסמכות על מה שדאורייתא עסק באור בקשה שהיא, מוסיף שאפשר שגם חכמים לא חייבים יותר. ואני תמה על לשון זה, דאם חכמים חייבו בתפילת י"ח כאנשים, איך שייך שרוב נשים ינהגו לעבור על חיוב דרבנן? ואם כן, בהכרח שגם החכמים לא חייבו בהן. לכן, אף אלו היודעות להתפלל ומתפללות בכל יום, יש שלא קיבלו עליהם איסור אכילה קודם בתפילתם, שנהגו ואוכלות אחר שאמרו איזה בקשה וצריך יהיו נדינה. So basically, they wrote much as a guess. Not sure about this, the Magen Avraham, though he's like, can't be the Chachamim or Mechayev woman to daven Shmonesrei, because Buch Hazeh, right, that not all women do. So then he says, okay, so even the people who do, right, and even the mekabel to daven, doesn't mean that they're chayiv, that they have the din of Isra achila lefnei tefila. Right? So this is like a little interesting. I thought this was like an interesting kind of in between. I'm not sure if it really holds through Lagam, right? But he's been saying thing, right? There's like a nusach hatfila. If women are chayiv in Shmon Esrei, so then even if you say bakashot, whatever, so you theoretically should be yotzei lo tochlu al adam. I'm getting things a little confused. Take a step back. The argument of the Gros Moshe is like this. According to the Magen Avraham, women are not chayiv necessarily in Shmon Esrei, right? They're chayiv in tefila, but they're not chayiv in Shmon Esrei, right? So they could be yotzei tefila midoraita with any bakasha, right, and acknowledging and asking Hashem for what they need. As such, in terms of eating before davening, right, even if even women who were mekabel, who are mekabel on themselves to go to shul and daven Shmon Esrei, etc., nonetheless, right, they were still already, as long as they do, like, say Birkat HaShachar or some sort of bakasha in the morning, they're already yotzei in terms of, let's say, lo tochlu al adam. And then, right, they don't have a problem of eating before davening. And even if they're going to do Shmon Esrei, etc., in terms of eating before davening, they don't have an issue. That's like the Gros Moshe's argue, point. Now, if we go back to the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch basically says, "V'shem the Truma Tadasha," that Yishomrim, that anyone who says like Tefillah Birkat HaShachar already is fine, right? Is in terms of the Tochel Al Adam. And I think right though, what they basically would say is that, oh, since Midorite, the din of Tefillah is any Bakasha, right? So then, already, when you say Birkat HaShachar, when you say right the basic stuff in the morning, you're already yotze in terms of the Doraita. Yeah, the Chachamim, so you're not really yotze until you say Shmon Esrei, etc. But in terms of the Tochel Al Adam, right, you'd be already be yotze. You wouldn't have a problem with the Tochel Al Adam and as well because you already were yotze the Doraita. Now, the reason why you could say that that wouldn't be true within this kind of argument is say, ah, once the Chachamim were machayiv you to do it with Shmon Esrei, so you weren't yotze at all, and it's going to be a problem even for lo tochlu al adam. But minastam, I think this argument could hold true, and that I think is past the basis of the Truma Tzedashim being quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that once you're yotze like the doraita of Tefillah as a bakasha, right? So that you're already pater from lo tochlu al adam. So then, oh yeah, sorry. So just the Shmirah Shabbos doesn't like that. Just want to add that in, right? He says ktsat mashayach lo kiblu alayhu b'davar shumi ikar adin. He says I don't get it. If lo tochlu al adam is an meikar adin of dinei tefillah, right? So then, like kiblu alayhu, lo kiblu alayhu shouldn't really matter, right? Davening is supposed to be Shmon Esrei, and either you're yotze or not yotze. But right, I think what the Gros Moshe would answer is that, oh no, since me ikar adin they were yotze tefillah, so they're also poter from l'tochel al adam. But then, in theory, that should apply to men too. And then, if we put it all together, right? Let's say we wanted to have vodka shots. If you want to have vodka shots and be yotze l'chol deos, right, before davening, so then, and you want to do it with your friends, right? Because if you take away the friends part, then it's not as then that also is gets you is pashas a pitaron. So then, if you say Birkat HaShachar and Kriyat Shema and you don't have a 10-course meal, then minastam you're basically you're pretty safe according to most shitas, right? Other than the Rambam, who's really for Brent, and the Rambam, it's like no tochel adam, and it goes away. So if you bring in the fact that like the you're not going to daven well if you don't eat, and all those other factors. So then it's very, very easy, I think, to be okay with eating before davening. And I think the Lubavitcher's argument of, it's better to eat so you can daven rather than daven so you could eat is really a winner. And I think it really is a very compelling case, Sahakal, that eating before davening, especially if you said like Birkat HaShachar first, as well as the first parak of Kriya Shema, is really a very reasonable thing to do, especially Bizmanenu, where I think people are used to eating and used to having their coffee, and don't focus very well without it. So I think it's a winning argument.